Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show will be dedicated to a symbol of the American West, the bison. Notice I did not say buffalo. You see there is a difference. The American bison are native to North and South America. There are two other species of buffalo in Africa and Asia. This is a common misconception. So when the settlers came over, they saw an animal that resembled the buffalo, and they named them buffalo, but there is a difference in the species. He is the bison. Even when you are out west, the term buffalo is often said and marketed on many products. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. The coolest image I could put in your mind occurred on one of my research moments in Wyoming. Here I am, I'm out there in the wild, and you could feel the rumble on the ground. It's actually going through your body. I knew what was coming. Through a mountain pass came a stampede of bison. Dust was cast up into the air, creating a dense cloud, and hundreds of bison came through with a thunderous sound. To me, life does not get any better than this moment. This image was etched in my mind forever. And I'm going to tell you, there is that sense of what you're seeing, what you're feeling, the smoke in your eyes, the dust in your eyes, the cloud, like it is spectacular. But that's, to me, is like what bison are all about. So let's discuss the characteristics of the American bison. I often think about a bison, if you've never seen one up close and personal, about the size of a compact car, except they're a little bit larger. And if he decided to crush your car, like run into it, your car would become a compact car. They are that powerful. This large, burly animal stands 5 to 6 feet tall from hoof to shoulder. The male weighs up to 2,000 pounds. Now you know why I compare him to a car. They are the largest land mammal in North America. They have long, shaggy brown fur, almost like rug-like. And if you look at the thumbnail photo I had taken there, I was out in Yellowstone National Park, and you could actually see in a thumbnail, if you enlarge it, you could actually see like there's a, it actually looks like a rug, because there's a little patch of fur that's left over from his winter fur. One difference with his cousins in Africa and Asia, the bison has a beard under his chin. I tell you, this is a cool looking animal. His long tail ends with a tuft of hair on it. Just like every bit of him is just a symbol of America. This show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. The bison has short black horns and a hump on his shoulders. The size of his head is enormous. After I was completing my grizzly bear research and I was in Bozeman, Montana, I went into a Western boot and clothing store. Hey, for those of you that know me, this is who I am. The walls were adorned with all taxidermy heads of many large animals. One was a bison. There was a gentleman in there negotiating the price. He was trying to purchase, obviously, that bison head. Well, I left the store and I returned about a half hour later. I went there for a shirt because, you see, I am the consumer shopper. So, you see, I am going to go shop in other stores, find the best prices around. But I came back in there. And when I came back in there, there were 4 employees and they had taken the head of the bison off the wall. They were holding it. So I assumed, obviously, the man made the purchase. And they were trying to get the head of the large bison out the front door. I'm sitting there with a sort of smile on my face, just watching. They twisted, they moved, they tried to concoct in many directions, and they could not fit the head through the door. Think about the size, like a store doors, those big white, or not white, clear glass doors, and they couldn't get it through. The owner joked, and he said, well, I'm not keeping it here. That was the new guy buying it, because he's now the owner. He just paid for it. He says, I'm not keeping it here. The owner, the real owner of the store, He was truly baffled. He says, I know we got it into the store, but how? At this juncture, I left the store between tries of them trying to get the bison out of the door. And I figured out, like, sooner or later, they got it out the door. It's my assumption. Or the new owner just moved into the store. I don't know. Hey, the bison, it's an ungulate. This is a hooved animal. He eats for 9 to 12 hours a day, which is similar to, like, my Thanksgiving day. But he does this every day. The bison is an herbivore, which means he is a plant-eating animal. Because of his long woolly fur, the bison can live in cold climates. So the example I give you, and I've chatted many times with my good buddy, Dr. Bob. We grew up together camping, hiking, fishing, backpacking, canoeing, kayaking. Hey, outdoor stuff, we did it. Well, Dr. Bob was out there on vacation one time in Yellowstone National Park, wintertime. So he and his friends, they rented some snowmobiles, had a guide with them. So they're just snowmobiling down one of the roads. They turn around the bend, and there is a herd of buffalo just standing right in the middle of the road. And guess what? Buffalo just look at you, and it's so cool because they look at you going, I ain't moving. I'm just going to stay here. And you got a snowmobile, this powerful machine, and the buffalo is looking at you like, I'm bigger than you. I'm stronger than you. And I know if you want to play chicken with the bison, baby, I'm not moving. So the bison just stood there, and they actually made their own retreat. Bob says they actually just turned around, went back down, you know, the road, went in a different direction. But that's just who they are. Currently, there are about 10,000 bison roaming in 12 states. The bison means so much to our Native Americans. I was in a cave in Wyoming, and I saw some petroglyphs there with bison on the wall. Bison, to the Native American, it symbolizes life and abundance. They are both interchangeable because one bison would provide food and clothing for a family, for a part of the tribe. There are so many Native American stories about the bison. And I'm going to say, hey, you always tell you, listen to my show first, but you know, go look up some Native American bison stories. They really are pretty cool. Many Native American tribes would follow the bison migration. They were a mobile society. Well, I was conducting plant research out in Idaho a few years back, and I was led to a place called Buffalo Cave, not Bison Cave, it's called Buffalo Cave, and it was actually a large opening in the ground made by an ancient lava flow. It happened to be igneous rock, it was some basalt, but a huge opening. The Native Americans would drive the bison in a stampede toward the opening. Many would fall in and down into the cave. The demise of the bison was to the benefit of the tribe. I have taken so many cool photos outside that Buffalo Cave, and I climbed down inside of it. Really, really cool opening, all that. But you're in there, and you're thinking about, okay, the historical value of what that really meant to the Native Americans. Well, there is a disease that bison carry called brucellosis. It is an infectious disease caused by bacteria. Humans who come in contact with animal products contaminated with it are susceptible to brucellosis. The brucellosis can be spread from bison to our cattle population, but there's no need to fear because all the cattle that we eat are inoculated to prevent brucellosis. I was at a rancher's conference about this topic. Some ranchers would say, if a bison wanders onto my ranch, I'll kill him. Well, only 10 to 15% of the bison carry brucellosis. I appreciate their honesty, but if all the cattle have their shots, they cannot contract the disease. And because bison meat is becoming ever more popular, and I'm going to get into some bison ranches in a little bit, all the bison that are on bison ranches, so we're going to call them domesticated bison, they also have their shots preventing brucellosis. So if you've never had a buffalo burger, should be a bison burger, you don't know what you're missing. Private bison ranches are found throughout the West. And I actually know a few in the East. Ted Turner, the TV mogul, has the largest bison ranch in the country. He has 51,000 bison on a few ranches. He actually owns 2 million acres in 10 states in Argentina. Very good guy, and he's been a very good man for not just the bison, but for nature and preserving lands. So I think Ted Turner is, you know, we look for those role models in life of people. Forget about like whether you like him, dislike him as TV mogul, all that, but now turn to him, to what he's doing for protecting, preserving habitats and so on. Very good man. Now, in a year or so, I will return to farming, and I've always wanted to raise a few head of bison. I'm sure the whole body comes with it, you know, when you buy it as well. And no joke, I've always wanted to raise a few bison and a few ostrich. So in a few years here, and I'm getting close to it, I'm going to return to the farming life, and they will be on my farm. Now, I was driving through Yellowstone National Park, and there was a traffic jam. And people who have never been to a national park say, how could there be a traffic jam in a national park? Well, when there is a wild animal, or two, or hundreds, because sometimes you'll see a herd of elk or bison, well, people stop. Many people take photos. Now listen, people are killed each year by getting too close to animals. Hey, the animals often see people, but remember, they are wild. The rangers will be out there handing out information to tourists, and they're often called in to move crowds back. I'm not joking. I have seen people get 10 feet away from a bison because they want that photo. This is why they invented zoom lenses for cameras. Please be safe when you're photographing animals in the wild. So back to that traffic jam. A male bison was walking down the center of the road. And I mean just like down the center. And cars on either side could not move. See, the bison just like lumbering down the road. And he's like, excuse me, this is the path that I want. And again, when he decides that this is the path that he wants, he gets that path. Well, I took a photo from the window of my truck, and he was 3 feet away. This was the safest distance I could get because I was inside my truck. The bison chose to be there. America is not an old country, but has some great traditions and folklore. So much of the Western stories revolve around the bison. In your travels, make sure you find the time to see this magnificent creature. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.